9, accounts application. Here we are going to talk about the what are different kind of accounts we have for the hospitality industry, how it works. Basically, it helps you to understand the once the guest checked out from the hotel, the information which you gather based on that. If it is the if it is paid by the corporate, then how you can do the follow up, how can you can get the payment collected from the guest. As well as the vendor who supply you the materials and all, how to pay them. Basically, all the information you gather from the accounting point of view, and you get the data from the system, which is PMS, Property Management System. How you incorporate all that data into payroll and in your inventory modules. Basically, in this environment, economy environment, it's very crucial that you get the payment from the guest, because based on that your operational things will work, your the flow of business is based on the money which you collect, as well as how you pay to your person, those who are supplying the materials to you. Basically, accounts is very very important for you to understand. The hotel accounting software we have, which allow you to once the guest is done the booking and he checked out, but to run that hotel, you have to have a proper billing in the process. If any errors are there, if any special requirements or if any special notes are there, if the customer is created some kind of query, so make sure you solve that so the guest can be repetitive. You make sure that he, if it is repetitive guest, you will get more business, you get more money. Basically, we need to understand once the guest is checked out or once he had a food with us and he moved from your hotel, you make sure that the billing was proper in a place. So you can, by using the software, you can track all the things. We have the night audit where we can see is there any misusage of any information, if there was any error, what you charge to the guest, everything was fine, which is done by the verification, is done by the income auditor. The expenditure which is paid by the business. We need to make sure that the utilization of modern hotels, we have to have a room, the bar, the restaurant, the banquet and the conference, all the billing should be in a proper place. There should not be any hassle, the error, it should be hassle free. And the things which you charge to the guest, it should be proper. From the tax point of view, you have to make sure the tax structure which is given for the different thing, like for the room, there is a different tax structure, for the restaurant there is a different tax structure, for the bar there is a different tax structure. So according to their consumption, the usage, you have charged them. It should not be happening like the bar tax you charge to the room. So once the income, the taxation point of view, you are doing something wrong. So you make sure the auditor, income auditor, should do the thoroughly checking of bills which is generated for the guest. Now for that we have the account receivable, who make sure once the guest is checked out, if it is on the credit list, the whatever deal you have done with them, account receivable is the person who make sure that he will collect those payment from the company, which is bill to company, BTC we call it. If it is overpaid by the corporate in advance, you make sure you will refund them. So you have a proper smooth operation between hotel and the customer. Okay. Now basically, account receivable plays very very important role. The classification, reconciliation, the control. Basically, once the invoice is generated, if it is like the company is on credit list, what is the number of days credit they have? Make sure they should not exceed the limit of the credit which is given to them. So time to time you have to generate the report, the aging report you have to show to the, you have to send to the customer, corporate. So they have to basically on the real time basis, you have the credit system in a place. Audit report you have to generate for the AR transactions, where you have to, if it is going higher than the limit, then you can send them the reminder letter. You have to make sure that the customer statement, you can generate the total number of rooms they were having, what is the total amount it came, how much they paid, what is the layout. The aging analysis is basically like 45 days limit they have. If it is exceeding that, so after 45 days you can send them the reminder letter. Then we have the 60 days aging. If it is crossing that also, then you can charge them the interest also for the late payment. It's based on the contract which is signed by the hotel and the corporate. And based on that, you can send them the reminder letter. If it is really going beyond that, then you are going to charge for the interest also. Basically, account receivable, make sure that the outstanding should not be more than the limit what is given to them. The credit control. The credit control is basically a credit limit which is given to the company. It should not be crossing that. The invoice overdues, you know, for generating reminder letter, sending them, talking to the guest, make sure that the payment they should send on the time, so they can, you know, we can have the continuous business with the corporates. And basically, you can maintain the credit diary where you mention if, you know, the guest was staying for how many days, what is the total bill came, how much he paid, what is the amount left, if it was extra, whether it is paid by the guest or the EM. Said that the company will pay based on that, you can, you know, take the signature of the guest when he was here. So that is the role of account receivable. Then we have one more section called account payable. Now here the account payable is the person who pays to the like a person who supplies the materials to us. Basically all those things from where we are taking the materials, you know, the inventory is what we have, like incoming invoices, the people are generating invoices to us, to the hotel. So make sure whatever the limit you have, like 45 days after that you will pay, or 30 days after that you will pay. So you should not cross the limit, otherwise he will stop supplying the material to you. Tracking authorization, whether that material is really received by you, a person who was authorized, whether he has signed or not. Classification, reconciliation, like, you know, the rate which is charged, the material was up to the mark, the quantity what we have asked, it was there or not. So all these things is basically done by the accounts payable people. Now accounts payable is basically ordered based on the, you know, sundry invoices, what all invoices that is raised by the vendor to us. Then you can check from your material management system that the invoices which is generated by the vendor, it is as per our system or not. So the, you can see your recipe, whether it is properly consumed, whether it is properly required, which is raised, you know. So you can have the cross check between both the system, a vendor system as well as our system. Now there is a separate procedure for approval for the invoices. It should not be exceeding the limit, you know, because everything is in place. Now we have to have the materials control in a place where we can have the monitoring system. For example, you have ordered some materials, where it is going to be used, what was the need of that materials, and based on that whether it came in the hotel or not. It is you know, approved by the department head, security while it was coming in, security done the in or out not. The received people has properly signed the material which is raised in the invoice, whether it's a physically received or not. So all that things basically is checked by the accounts payable people. And if everything is in a place, then you can process the bill, make sure that you do the payment on the before the aging. So you have to make sure that the payment should not be overdue or should not be outstanding much. Otherwise the supplier, the vendor will not have the you know, confidence on the hotel, and he will stop sending us the material as and when you require. So make sure everything should be as to the system process. Now we have to have a blocking codes, you know, certain things which we don't need it, and it is I mean, it is coming, it's maybe expensive, which is not required, and it is not matching as per the recipe. So you can block them, you can ask the cross question to the internal staff or the vendor why it is not there. If it is mismatching the information between our material control system and the invoices which is generated by the vendor. So account payable is make sure before he make the payment, everything should be in a place, everything should be matching, and then only we can do the payment. Because here everything is automated in our system. Now linking with ACP and GL through the scheduled, you know, chart organization, where the transaction of it, make sure that the we have to have a control on account anticipation payment invoices, accrual, make sure invoices is checked properly. Is there any price difference or not? What kind of payment terms we have for the vendor? And based on that, you have to make sure you do the payment. Now, accounts payable, make sure that the invoicing matching is done properly. The functional AP model through which invoice vendors are automatically matched with the purchase order and the recipe which you have hidden for particular items. So whatever materials you have received, it has to be matched with the recipe, and based on that the order has been placed. And if everything is in place, then you can release the check for that.